Pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
Burnout. It's a dangerous and scary word that has become more and more common in our fast-paced, work-oriented world. Many of the heroes of Western culture are those that champion hustle and extreme drive. Steve Jobs, Casey Neistat, Elon Musk. Our idea of success is tied to always being busy, doing whatever it takes. But where's the limit?
Work now follows us everywhere, through our laptops and our smartphones. I can go pretty much anywhere in the world and stay connected, and that's something our parents couldn't do. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
1.
I've always been work-oriented,
so I wanted to share with you what I'm doing to stay on track and how to avoid burnout.
I discovered the power of working really hard on something for the first time when I was in middle school. I started to really push the boundaries of my school projects, and that's when I realized the more that I put in, the more I got out of it. For better or for worse, working hard became a part of my identity. Right now, I'm in crush mode, and I'm putting everything I've got into this project of creating content online so that I can make a living doing this.
Many of you may feel the same way. Starting a business, or any new venture for that matter, requires a lot in the beginning. This project is giving flavor and color and meaning to my life. But what this means is that my life is very imbalanced right now.
I'm hardly going out. I'm not really trying to make new friends because I don't have the time. That's how important this is to me. But let me ask you, do I seem unhappy? I feel like I've just entered one of the most exhilarating and fulfilling periods of my entire life.
2.
The thing is, work-life balance is this really abstract concept that means different things for each and every one of us. Some of us were meant to be employees, okay? And there's no shame in that. The world needs those people. I'm just not one of those people. If I had a 9-to-5 job, I know for certain that I would go into a state of burnout in no time. There's a simple equation that I use to keep tabs on how I'm doing. Here's how it looks in my head. Joy minus drain equals current state of well-being. Okay, so let me break this down a little bit. Joy is the enthusiasm that I feel in my life. It's what I feel when I tell stories that matter to me and when I connect with people. This is the fuel that runs my entire life. Joy is like a flame that you carry within you. And just like a flame, you gotta maintain it or it will go out.
3.
The things that reduce the strength of my joy are what I call drain. These are things that you hate doing, people that you hate being around, and any time that you neglect to take care of yourself. We all have to deal with things in life, but it is when drain starts to outweigh joy that you have to be really careful. This can happen silently, but if you have good habits like meditation or journaling, you can feel it coming. And that is why these are such important habits to have. Now, doing what I do fills me with immense amounts of joy. I don't care about the fact that I'm making less money than I used to. It's completely worth it. Practically nothing in life makes me happier than to create these pieces and put my voice out there. I've gotten pretty good at removing negative or manipulative people from my life. I had to learn that kind of the hard way through some rough experiences, but that's why my social circle is so small.
4.
The missing piece for me has always been taking care of myself. I'll give you an example. Okay, I don't know when this happened, but people started deciding it was okay to cut back on sleep for the hustle or the grind. However, I discovered that sleep, for me, is a non-negotiable. 8 is my magic number. If I can get 8 hours a night, I'm good. I can dip below that for a day or two, but more than that, if I start to push things, chinks start to appear in my emotional armor. Doubts and negative thoughts start to pop up. Sleep is crazy important for our health, our memory, our energy, our positivity, creativity, humor, the list goes on. But look, that's just me. I learned that this is how I operate. We all have our differences, and the only way to figure out what works for you is by experimenting intentionally. That means that sometimes you might get a little bit off track and cross the line, but that's okay. The key, I think, is to remember that life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I really want to perform at a high level for decades to come, so I'm okay with pacing myself. I'm grinding right now, I'm making sacrifices, but I'm not abusing myself by depriving myself of the things that I know I need.
Zero.
Burnout. It's a dangerous and scary word that has become more and more common in our fast-paced, work-oriented world.
Many of the heroes of Western culture are those that champion hustle and extreme drive.
Steve Jobs, Casey Neistat, Elon Musk. Our idea of success is tied to always being busy, doing whatever it takes. But where's the limit?
Work now follows us everywhere, through our laptops and our smartphones. I can go pretty much anywhere in the world and stay connected, and that's something our parents couldn't do. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
1.
I've always been work-oriented,
so I wanted to share with you what I'm doing to stay on track and how to avoid burnout.
I discovered the power of working really hard on something for the first time when I was in middle school. I started to really push the boundaries of my school projects, and that's when I realized the more that I put in, the more I got out of it. For better or for worse, working hard became a part of my identity. Right now, I'm in crush mode, and I'm putting everything I've got into this project of creating content online so that I can make a living doing this.
Many of you may feel the same way. Starting a business, or any new venture for that matter, requires a lot in the beginning. This project is giving flavor and color and meaning to my life. But what this means is that my life is very imbalanced right now.
I'm hardly going out. I'm not really trying to make new friends because I don't have the time. That's how important this is to me. But let me ask you, do I seem unhappy? I feel like I've just entered one of the most exhilarating and fulfilling periods of my entire life.
2.
The thing is, work-life balance is this really abstract concept that means different things for each and every one of us. Some of us were meant to be employees, okay? And there's no shame in that. The world needs those people. I'm just not one of those people. If I had a 9-to-5 job, I know for certain that I would go into a state of burnout in no time. There's a simple equation that I use to keep tabs on how I'm doing. Here's how it looks in my head. Joy minus drain equals current state of well-being. Okay, so let me break this down a little bit. Joy is the enthusiasm that I feel in my life. It's what I feel when I tell stories that matter to me and when I connect with people. This is the fuel that runs my entire life. Joy is like a flame that you carry within you. And just like a flame, you gotta maintain it or it will go out.
3.
The things that reduce the strength of my joy are what I call drain. These are things that you hate doing, people that you hate being around, and any time that you neglect to take care of yourself. We all have to deal with things in life, but it is when drain starts to outweigh joy that you have to be really careful. This can happen silently, but if you have good habits like meditation or journaling, you can feel it coming. And that is why these are such important habits to have. Now, doing what I do fills me with immense amounts of joy. I don't care about the fact that I'm making less money than I used to. It's completely worth it. Practically nothing in life makes me happier than to create these pieces and put my voice out there. I've gotten pretty good at removing negative or manipulative people from my life. I had to learn that kind of the hard way through some rough experiences, but that's why my social circle is so small.
4.
The missing piece for me has always been taking care of myself. I'll give you an example, okay? I don't know when this happened, but people started deciding it was okay to cut back on sleep for the hustle or the grind. However, I discovered that sleep, for me, is a non-negotiable. 8 is my magic number. If I can get 8 hours a night, I'm good. I can dip below that for a day or two, but more than that, if I start to push things, chinks start to appear in my emotional armor. Doubts and negative thoughts start to pop up. Sleep is crazy important for our health, our memory, our energy, our positivity, creativity, humor, the list goes on. But look, that's just me. I learned that this is how I operate. We all have our differences, and the only way to figure out what works for you is by experimenting intentionally. That means that sometimes you might get a little bit off track and cross the line, but that's okay. The key, I think, is to remember that life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I really want to perform at a high level for decades to come, so I'm okay with pacing myself. I'm grinding right now. I'm making sacrifices, but I'm not abusing myself by depriving myself of the things that I know I need.